Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a wonderment, really, how much the listeners love this radio station.
Well, almost $200,000 now, David. So that means about 125, and we get the other 25,000 that our wonderful Mr. Big from Northwest Connecticut has offered up. Let me just put it this way. We really need that money. I meet people on the streets in my hometown of Great Barrington, and they're telling me that they've put money into the lockbox. We had a board meeting the other night, people telling me they put money into the lockbox. It's really great. The point is, that's a lot of money, $125,000 in 2 weeks. On the other hand, I want everybody to remember that it's not unusual these days to make anywhere like from $50,000 to $70,000 in a morning on the regular fund drive. So we can do this if everybody just decides they want to do it. Somebody was very honest with me the other day. They came up and said, hey, I like it when my name is on the radio. And I said, great, we need people in the fund drive too. But the main thing now is let's get this challenge done. An extra $25,000 if we can do it. I'm getting a little nervous, but we can do it.
WAMC.org, the on-air fund drive starts June 2nd.
It does.
Well, an interesting situation going on with the tabloids in New York City, Alan, and the New York City mayor is slamming the coverage of his wife as disturbing. One headline in the Post says, I was a bad mom.
Well, we know that the New York Post is not a friend of the progressive community. You know, to put a picture of the mayor's wife on the front page and say I was a bad mom, it frankly is not nice. And if anything, I think it sort of smacks of racism because she is, of course, a black woman, and it is not a good thing. And so the Post achieved something politically as well as doing some real damage to the fabric of the community.
We have this situation going on at the Department of Veterans Affairs and War Service for our veterans. We have the specter of Senate Majority Leader, former Senate Majority Leader, of course, Bob Dole, calling for a shakeup at the department, but defending Shinseki's leadership.
This is one of the real bad ones. I've said it before. If, in fact, the veterans people are not giving service the way that they ought to, and there does seem to be some evidence of that, and if, in fact, they are covering up the fact that they have these waiting lists and people have waited too long, and if, in fact, it turns out that some have died as a result, then heads should roll. Whether it should be the head of the VA, Shinseki, which is almost too easy. You know, you fire the top guy, you don't make the substantive changes. Or if you decide that the guy is committed to doing it and doing it right, then not only do you make the changes, but that includes, frankly, the Republicans who run the House of Representatives who have to come up with the money to do it. You can't just say this is a disgrace, which it is if it turns out to be true. But you also have to make the allocations so that you can't talk out of one side of your mouth and say that the thing isn't working and the others say, I'm not giving you the money.